Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right. Our assignment from yesterday was to own the story and the character that you wrote in the previous assignment as a part of yourself. Write a dialogue between you and the character.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christine.
Hello, hi, Christine.
Hi. So I did not do this assignment. My son was visiting for a week, and I just didn't do it yet, but I would like to, and I plan on it.
Very good.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun, and you're committed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so one thing I see is that, I'm in school right now, and I can really hear that. I mean, it can happen with anything that the person thinks is important, like my child, you know, whatever, or the school I'm doing, or whatever it is, that conditioning can easily just bring up something like that to control me and say that, you know, that's more important, therefore, you know, I can't put my attention on the assignment, or I can't take a walk, you know, I don't have time to take care of myself because, you know, this thing is pretty important.
That is so big to see, isn't it? Because what conditioning, what ego learns to do is to use what we love against us.
Yeah.
Yeah, as if your son would say, oh, yeah, I'm here visiting Mom, and so I really want you not to take care of yourself.
Yeah, no.
Or if anything about school would be, this is the only thing that's important now, and so you can't take care of yourself. You know, I mean, nothing but ego would make an argument like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, and it's crazy how I know that. I mean, that's sort of obvious. I know that, you know. But it's interesting how that feeling of getting hooked in it. Somehow I get hooked and then realize, wait a minute, that's not.
Well,
you know,
you make another really important point, which is everything is obvious from center.
Yeah.
Right, but we don't always live there. And as you say, we get hooked, and ego knows how to hook us. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you love your son. Well, school is really important. Right? So these things that you really care about, that's what it comes in and says, well, and we get hooked, and then we fall for it. Yep. The good news to me about this whole thing, Christine, is that when you come to, you're not allowing self-hate to beat you.
Yeah,
you're just noticing it. You're just seeing it. Yes, it's really good to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And increasingly, with that good to see, you're going to be present enough not to fall for its crapola.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good.
Nice to talk to you, and go happy.
Go happy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christine. Sherry, I unfortunately got dropped off the call, so I'm going to get our next caller in. Here we go.
Because you don't know what we've been talking about, do you?
Well, I had an inkling from the start of the conversation, but not
you're
the conclusion.
You're busy trying to
get back on.
All right. Good.
Here's
our next
caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Beth from Mountain View.
Hello, Beth.
Beth.
Hi. I am so astounded at this exercise because to me it's the magic of the two-handed recording.
Oh, say more.
Well, so I go, okay, I'm going to own the character that I picked and I'm going to have this conversation with this character. And, I put the character in this kind of exalted place of, oh, the perfect, combination of everything that I want to be and all of this kind of stuff. And so I just start the conversation, and the character just starts answering from this place that I don't allow myself to recognize within me. Or conditioning doesn't, let's put it that way, conditioning gets in the way. And
Ego is
so
not excited about you realizing that you are something other than it.
yes, exactly. And by the end of the written conversation, the character had said, had acknowledged, I mean, it was just, acknowledged that all the characteristics that I had is what I projected onto that character. And then said, I know you've been working really hard to, be perfect. How about be human, be alive? That's perfect.
There's a different take.
Yeah, because I think I get talked into not being human, to being some sort of
Well, to living in a conditioned story that ego is spinning about what being human means. And that's always, and what it basically comes down to is whatever you aren't right now, which creates that illusion that there's a perfect somewhere. You're not it, and you're not there, but it's somewhere, and so you have to keep striving. So keeping our attention on this phony made-up world that it isn't even defining, right? It's, as Ashwini keeps pointing out, it's what you're not, what isn't. That's the point. Which reminds me, it's one of the most fascinating things to me about how we raise children and how we all got here, which is children are almost never told how. Right? There's just this, well, you should know, and when you don't, we'll correct you. We'll tell you what it's not, but we won't ever tell you what it is. Well, why? Well, because we don't know what it is.
Yes. And what drops in when you say that is the understandably the understandability of the inability of someone to model that because it hadn't been modeled for them.
Yes, exactly. Yes, so that's that victims of victims perspective, right? So it just keeps getting passed along generation after generation. And because we're so in it doesn't occur to us that we're just basically bumbling around in the dark, trying to stumble upon the right way, in quotes, and never allowed to realize, of course, that it's all the right way. Because we're in this constant conversation about what's not and what you're not and what it's not, and
Yes, exactly. And I think what also really dropped in very strongly was the idea that this is always around relationships. I have to be perfect in relationships. And I never saw it that I had to be perfect on my own. And now that I'm, on my own and choosing to be on my own, it's so exciting to me to be human on my own because I project that's the only way that I'll be able to be that in relationship.
Well, yes, and what we don't want to fall for is that there is some being human within the world of conditioned mind. Because then it'll just take everything that you were supposed to be in relationship and say, so now be the opposite. That's not what we're going for. It's what we got to a minute ago with Christine, right? All of it is answered when we're here.
Yeah.
So whatever the content, whether it's kids or school or job or romantic relationship or whatever is going on, the only hope for us is to get out of egocentric, karmically conditioned self-hate and get here.
Yeah.
This is where human is.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, it's such a danger.
Yeah.
Because conditioning just goes, oh, well, you were doing this and this and this and this, so now do the opposite, and then there, you'll be human.
And that's what human, yeah, no, that's really good. That's really good. I appreciate that clarification. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you both very much. I really appreciate the chance to check in.
You are so welcome. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Thanks, Beth.
Yes, thank you. You too. Go happy.
Happily human.
Yeah.
Thanks, Beth. You know, Sherry, when I heard Beth say it's always trying to talk me into being human, or however you and she phrased that, what it's always talking us into is being an ego.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
It never says that, right? Yeah. Being it.
Yeah.
This
and
is how
so,
you should
which,
be.
Yes, which or how it's not most of the time. I am not. I equals not this, and I just love that conversation. That being human is being here for whatever it is that is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some idealized standard of perfection that we're taught to believe is how we should be.
Right, and the importance of seeing that. First, it does it with parents. Then it does it with peers. Then it does it with kids. Then it does it with jobs. Then it does it with romantic relationships. With whatever the content is, it's running the same scam. Here's
right.
how you need to be in order to be perfect in that situation,
which is what you're not. The implication is always that.
Yes.
What you're not.
That's right.
What you're not. And I love that you said it's a how, because I think you just articulated the how is to recognize the process of the not and just be here instead, because it's pointing to how you are. I love this exercise because when we own the projections, we're really getting in touch with how we are, not how we're not. And so the how that you're talking about is how practice teaches us to get around projection, to get in touch with all of the elements of our being human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
And because the bottom line is we're sorting out when are we identified with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate and when are we here. It's not it's not everything that we've been told about how high the stakes are, at least I don't think it is. You know, yeah, you have one shot and you're going to go to hell, and if you don't do mm-hmm. right, and awful things are going to happen to you, and, you know.
You'll never be happy.
That's a really compelling ego story, but that's not the same as it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Judy.
Hello, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hi. My flavor of what you were talking about is that it was easy to find a person and describe her, but then I was thrown a curve when I had to have a dialogue with her. You know, conditioning was right there. You don't have anything to say. This person is so different from you, so far above you, blah, blah, blah. But I had to do the assignment, of course. So what I found happening...
Sometimes that I've got to do it right really works for us, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, of course I got to show up, you know.
Yeah.
But what I found was that as I was writing, I was just reflecting. You know, she would say something and I would reflect. I thought, oh, isn't that great? I don't have to do anything special or be anything special. It's just what you were saying. If I'm here and reflect, it all works.
Yeah. That's so huge.
It was for me. Yeah.
Yeah, because, again, ego is doing.
So
what do you need to do? What do you need to talk to? Well, you don't have anything to say to this person because they're the right person and you're the wrong person. And what do you have to talk about? What are you going to do? Well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to be here and let life guide. And what are you guided to? Well, just reflect. Just be present.
Yeah, it was a big notion. Yes, and it was so big for me because my worth and my doing has been so wrapped up for conditioning has had my worth and my doing so wrapped up. So it was fun to see what you just said. I don't have to do anything. I can just reflect and listen, and it all works.
And in that, we get a sense of authenticity, don't we?
Yeah, and relaxation.
So all exactly. Without that focus on doing, we get to be here, which is very relaxing. We get to enjoy, we get to appreciate, and we get to have a sense of, really strong sense, of life animating us and the perfection of all of it.
I want to look at that a little bit more, that life animating us. So I'm very excited to be coming to the retreat in a few days. So I'll see you soon.
All right. See you soon.
Thank you both.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Judy. Life animating us, an exploration. Yes, I think that that's really it, isn't it? If we live from that place, rather than being...
Well,
go ahead.
No, you finish that thought, please.
Oh, I was just thinking in reflection to the previous conversation about how we are told how we need to be, and that constant efforting to be something we're not is exhausting because we're not that. But that to relax into being animated by life as what we are, there's such a relaxation in it because we're not trying to be something we're not.
That's it. Yeah. And, you know, the fun part of that life animating us and getting a sense of that, that is the biggest hidden in plain sight of all. Because it is our constant experience, and we don't recognize it as such. It's not that we're not having the experience. Without it, we would not be. There would be no experience to be having, and nobody would be having it, right? And so it's everything. It is everything. But we've been taught through ego, through conditioned mind, to parse everything out into separate thises and separate thats. And so we can't see that that what's even enabling that, that parsing, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's the not what is seen, but that which sees. I remember a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago or something, that guidance that I personally received from you, which just absolutely altered the reference point that what we're looking at is having attention on that awareness that is aware of all of it, moment by moment by moment, because that is the experience, that's the direct experience of what is actually going on, which is we're being animated. We're being animated with all of the functionality that we've got, the capacity to be separate, the capacity to register in intelligence, the capacity to register beauty, the focus on a particular piece of content. But what is doing all that?
Yeah. Yeah. What enables that? How?
What enables
that?
We get
back to how, don't we? How?
Yes.
How's that?
Yeah. How that?
How that?
Yeah. That's delightful. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
Whoops, can you hear me? Sorry. This is Alicia from Seattle.
Hello,
hey, Alicia.
We hear you loud, clear.
Oh, good. I had muted myself. sorry.
That's my favorite trick.
Yes.
Because then I can't figure out why nobody is responding to me. Go ahead.
Well, this has been really great. I'm especially, appreciative of, the format of this retreat because I can see that, like, in this, because of this form, not because of this format, but in this format, I'm able to see things. So, like, what happened, you know, when I started the call, I had thought I had done the assignment, you know, and then when he read the assignment, I realized, I didn't do that. And I looked back, I was thinking, how could I have thought I did it and not did it? And I remembered that what had happened is something people are, talking about now, which is I just got stopped, with the story. The story was, you're not anywhere close to this person. And then
how dare you, you slimy little piece of nothing.
Well, and to not, exactly, and then to simply moved on with my day, and then even thought at some point that I had done it. So it's interesting. It was just great now to then have this encouragement of like, okay, this is all part of it.
Yes. Okay, great. This is the workshop. This is the workshop. This is not a mistake. Yep.
Yeah, and I think and that's why I just love this format of like, we get to, I'm reminded, even though it's great too, because I received some emails yesterday saying, did you do this? Yep. So
yeah, done.
Great.
Well, I love that. You know, my classic one for that is I'm in the kitchen at the monastery. I look down and I have my outside shoes on, and it's just that at first, of course, I made a mistake. Oh my God. And then after we practice for a while, it's this is great. How did that happen? How did that happen? And of course, what we get to is exactly what you're exploring, which is, we get bamboozled. You know, we get pulled into a conversation that we assume is us, right? That's me thinking, saying that, and then I come to these conclusions, and I believe it's true. And can you imagine if every human being on this planet could get that process? How often we are completely bamboozled and listening to a voice in our head tell us, whether out loud or just, by inference, that we know what is so.
And it's, to me, so remarkable. I started this year looking at, what am I allowed to do? You know, the things I'm allowed to do or not allowed to, just sort of looking in that, I want to do this, and yet it doesn't happen. And how does it happen? So it's so great to be able to see on this very just a moment level of I was ready to do that, was turned another direction, and now
yep.
I can get
had
I get
no
to go
idea
back into it.
Yeah had no idea, no idea.
Yeah.
It's so helpful to see what unconscious looks like, because as we see that, we begin to, again, as we talked about before on this call, we begin to be in a different place with that system when it starts to run that number on us. You know, so for me, every time I hear myself say, "I know," I go, "No, I don't." You know, that's just a big red flag that I have stepped into a world of. I need to back it up and get here and really pay attention, because I've slid into a place where I think I know something.
Right.
And so,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. Okay, well, I can see I'm getting close to the time, so I could keep going, but I'll go. But anyway, thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alicia. Sure, we have time for one more caller.
Don't you just love these conversations?
Oh, my God, yes.
This is just astounding. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Who's next?
All right. Well, it's astounding because of the level of attention and nuance and awareness that we're having. It's just, it makes life so fascinating.
Yes. And so if anybody out there is listening to a voice saying, well, you're not really practicing, hear that voice, know that it's lying to you, and realize It's only saying that because of the level of practice that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's our last caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sharon Ashwini. It's Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hi. I completely agree with what you just said. It's incredible, the calls and the conversations. I just love them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
World changing.
Yeah, and I wanted to also tell you that I did practice No Self-Hate Day, and it was amazing, and thank you for that gift. And I gave it back. Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you. I was just writing about that, and the number of people who have said, you know, I realized I could do that for a day. Now, why would I want to go back to? Yeah, so it's good.
Exactly.
Maybe we should start doing it once a week, huh, just to keep our practice up.
Yeah, it could be Wednesday.
Okay.
No self-hate day.
Yeah, Wednesday, no self-hate day.
Yeah.
So what's Renee's saying?
Well, I had a conversation, and it dropped in to have a conversation with Gandhi, and for some reason, conditioning didn't want me to say that. I don't really know why, but it was like, don't tell him who it is. And I was like, well, whatever, you know, I don't know.
To Gandhi, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
No. And the great thing about it was it, you know, it really felt like a conversation with Gandhi. That's what was so incredible about it.
Yeah.
And what I got out of it was the how, which is what you were talking about earlier, was, you know, I had questions for him, and all it was how, you know, like how he was, not what he did. And then I had this whole thing come in about, like, at the end of the conversation, it was like, he was like asking me, how are you? Not how are you, but, you know, how are you being, you know, and it was just awesome. So,
well, what that reminds me of, Renee, is, again, the power of recording and listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there we are talking along, and then the mentor talks to us, and we're just stunned by the compassion and wisdom that is there, and then we have to get to that place of realizing this is a recorder. Nobody else is talking here. And so all of that stuff used my mouth, my voice.
Yeah.
Right? It happened in my heart and my mind. So let's drop this notion that I am lacking access to everything my heart longs for.
Yes, exactly. And I actually, that was dropped in with different words. It just said, it's all right here. You know, everything, because clearly Gandhi's not here. And and it's like, and the mentor is here, and it's all, but it is all in form, you know, he's not here in form. And so, but it's all right here in this moment, you know, in this second, and in this being coming through this form. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, and when we talk about what's animating us, right, we can in this really have a sense that what animated Gandhi, and we could even say what animates Gandhi, because, you know, in the eternal now, it animates Renee, animates all of us.
Everyone.
And so, so there that is, and you're having an experience of being animated by that wisdom and compassion.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. Awesome. Like, really awe-inspiring, however you want to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, great. All right. Well, thank
I'll carry
you
that
so
with
much,
me today.
Renee.
And have a no self-hate thing again.
Grin. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no self-hate, just grinning.
Yep, that's perfect. That's perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Renee. Now, that conversation is a goosebump conversation. Truly.
Goosebump worthy.
Yes, I remember that my experience of that, trying to do a down dog and realizing that life has done down dogs forever, and that there's a way in which that information is in existence and can take expression in any form, the perfect down dog. And it's that, right, that in this moment, all of everything that has
ever existed is accessible in the now. And it's not limited that this, that just because we are an individual expression of that in a local, in the local now, doesn't mean that we don't have access to the universal expression of it in the eternal now. Right?
Ooh, exactly so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautifully stated. Yes, and which again, of course, takes me to the, you know, I don't know what my favorite part of what Jesus said was, but this is one of them, okay? Knock and it'll open. Seek and you'll find. Yeah. Ask and it'll be given. Absolute directions for how to do what you just said. How do you bring the universal down dog to this particular little form?
Yes, in this moment.
In this moment.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, what a fabulous show. And here is our assignment for the day. It is, are you a compassionate person? When are you most compassionate? Record and listen.
Mm. Oh, we're getting into some deep, deep looking here, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
Sherry. Trigger yourself.
Oh, and I did want to say, Sherry, that every 18th, the 18th of every month can be International Day of No Selfies.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Or the 18th moment in every hour.
Yeah, the 18th second in every minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
All right. Thanks, Whitney.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Talk tomorrow.